WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. There were more than 1,000 comments opposed to raising fares on buses that use the George Washington Bridge or the Holland and Lincoln Tunnels, but the Port Authority didn't let that alter its plan one bit and now has approved an array of toll, fare, and fee increases to go into effect in the new year.
Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg says commuters should be encouraged to use mass transit options and that raising bus tolls could instead discourage it.
I know when you divide it by 50 passengers, it doesn't sound like much, but it is much when it's added to the New Jersey transit budget.
Plus, Weinberg says riders will have to pay the higher fare twice daily because the empty buses drive back into New Jersey after the morning commute, then return to the city later because there's nowhere to park in Manhattan. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The disappearance of 5-year-old Dulce Alves from a Bridgeton park has been one of our most commented on stories online and on air in a long time. She still hasn't been found. It has brought a new urgency to the state's controversial directive to law enforcement on cooperating with federal immigration agents.
State Attorney General Grabeer Graywall says the Immigrant Trust Directive is aimed at any resident feeling free to report a crime.
Clearly, we have more work to do because there is still a climate of fear that exists across the state and in Cumberland County where people are afraid to come out and report information to the extent they might have.
Graywall says law enforcement remains free to work with federal partners on criminal matters.
State police, Bridgeton police, local law enforcement in New Jersey are here to help and improve public safety. They're not going to take you to a deportation center or turn you over to ICE.
Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5. News.
Graywall's very hard stance against cooperating with ICE is continuing to cause controversy. A suspected child rapist was set free from the Cumberland County Jail despite a request from immigration agents to hold him. It is the latest fallout from the Murphy administration's ban on cooperating with ICE. The suspect is in the U.S. illegally and is the latest example of jails refusing requests to hold violent suspects who are undocumented. And New Jersey 101.5's Patrick Lavery has what you need to know about this story.
33-year-old Luciano Trejo Dominguez, employed as a cook in Bridgeton, was taken in by Vineland police August 12th, charged with raping a teen younger than 16. But the county jail did not honor the ICE request to detain him, releasing the Mexican national 11 days later.
Two other undocumented immigrants were released from the Middlesex County Jail while they were facing violent charges, despite ICE requesting they be held. A South Jersey man appears to have taken down part of a Halloween display that included a hanging man. The NAACP had lodged complaints. Local officials say when they went to the home in Mannington, the hangman had been taken down. NJ.com quoted the local NAACP president as calling it a hate crime. The homeowner says he didn't mean to offend anyone. The okay hand gesture and a mass killer's bowl-style haircut are among the new entries in a Jewish civil rights group's online database of hate symbols used by extremists. An Anti-Defamation League official says context is key, though, to interpreting whether an okay symbol is harmless or being used as an expression of white supremacy. Quick Check continues its incursion into Wawa territory. Another store opening in Monmouth County, the latest in Shrewsbury. Quick Check's been rapidly expanding in New Jersey, challenging Wawa. Wawa's opened a new store in North Brunswick, the second Wawa in that town. Gas Buddy, the website, ranks Wawa coffee number one in New Jersey and a number of other states. They looked at more than 2 million of their user reviews to determine the highest ranked coffee in every state. Fall season is just getting underway, but state epidemiologist Dr. Tina Tan says it's not too early to be thinking about a flu shot.
We are seeing flu activity right now, in fact, in the state. And, you know, we're picking up a couple flu positive tests that are being reported to us.
Flu is very unpredictable, she says, so there's no way to know how severe this season will be or when it'll really get going. New Jersey's Autumn Color Show is about to start at a park or a wooded area near you. This year's fall foliage is expected to be better than last year.
Dawn McLennan of NJHiking.com says the leaves on Jersey's trees will begin turning very soon. She says temperature has a lot to do with the leaves changing.
Kind of warm, sunny days, and then but you need those cool nights to kick the tree and to start to change.
McLennan says good spots for spectacular fall colors include High Point State Park in North Jersey, Hackle Barney State Park in Bridgewater, and Belle Plaine State Forest in Cape May and Cumberland counties. She says the colors themselves don't remain static and will change from week to week.
I have actually quite a few weeks to get out there and see it.
Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
News.
Discovering New Jersey. We are profiling some of the things you may not know about the Great Garden State, like Patterson's Great Falls. It was designated as a National Historical Park about a decade ago. But the history of this amazing falls goes back much farther than even the founding of the city itself.
That was in 1792. The founder, none other than Alexander Hamilton, who first saw the falls in 1778, 77 feet high and 300 feet wide, cascading water from the Passaic River. Park ranger Kelsey Sirica says the volcanic rock that forms its cliffs was carved out by the separation of the continents eons ago.
It does not erode rather quickly. It actually takes hundreds and hundreds of years. So it's pretty safe to say for about the next 100 years or so, the shape of our waterfall will stay as it is.
To be a national park, a natural or cultural resource must have a story to tell about the fabric of America, and so daily tours and the nearby Patterson Museum do exactly that. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Hey, if you're looking for something delicious to make for your family or for a party this weekend, check out my simple but delicious recipe for garlic shrimp. It's in an amazing white wine, olive oil, lemon broth, perfect over pasta or just by itself with a piece of crusty bread. And stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. It's a free download. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ101.5.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. Then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.